Monday, May 23rd, Liturgy of the Hours, Morning Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We'll begin with the invitatory antiphon, The Lord is risen, Alleluia. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flocky shepherds. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In repeating the invitatory antiphon, the Lord is risen. Alleluia. Now the morning prayer hymn. I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with food. He formed the creatures with his word and then pronounced them good. Lord, how your wonders are displayed wherever I turn my eye. If I survey the ground I tread or gaze upon the sky. There's not a plant or flower below, but makes your glories known. And clouds arise and tempests blow by orders from thy throne. While all that borrows life from thee is ever in thy care, and everywhere that man can be, you, God, are present there. And now the psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon. As a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, my God. Alleluia. Psalm 42. Like the deer that yearns for running streams, so my soul is yearning for you, my God. My soul is thirsting for God, the God of my life. When can I enter and see the face of God? My tears have become my bread by night, by day, as I hear it said all the day long, where is your God? These things will I remember as I pour out my soul, how I would lead the rejoicing crowd into the house of God, amid cries of gladness and thanksgiving, the throng wild with joy. Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God. I will praise him still, my Savior and my God. My soul is cast down within me as I think of you, from the country of Jordan and Mount Hermon, from the hill of Mizar. Deep is calling on deep in the roar of waters. Your torrents and all your waves swept over me. By day, the Lord will send his loving kindness. By night, I will sing to him, praise the God of my life. I will say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe? With cries that pierce me to the heart, my enemies revile me, saying to me all the day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? Hope in God. I will praise him still, my Savior and my God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm prayer. Father in heaven, when your strength takes possession of us, we no longer say, why are you cast down, my soul? So now that the surging waves of your indignation have passed over us, let us feel the healing calm of your forgiveness. Inspire us to yearn for you always, like the deer from running streams, until you satisfy every longing in heaven. And repeating the first antiphon, as a deer longs for flowing streams, so my soul longs for you, my God. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, fill Zion with your praise, Lord, and let your wonders be proclaimed. Alleluia. Sirach chapter 36, verses 1 through 5 and 10 through 13. Come to our aid, O God of the universe, and put all the nations in dread of you. Raise your hand against the heathen, that they may realize your power. As you have used us to show them your holiness, so now use them to show us your glory. Thus they will know, as we know, that there is no God but you. Give new signs and work new wonders. Show forth the splendor of your right hand and arm. Gather all the tribes of Jacob, that they may inherit the land as of old. Show mercy to the people called by your name, Israel, whom you named your firstborn. Take pity on your holy city, Jerusalem, your dwelling place. Fill Zion with your majesty, your temple with your glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the second antiphon, fill Zion with your praises, Lord, and let your wonders be proclaimed. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, the glory of God illumines the city. The Lamb of God is its light. Alleluia. Psalm 19a. The heavens proclaim the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth the work of his hands. Day unto day takes up the story, and night unto night makes known the message. No speech, no word, no voice is heard, yet their span extends through all the earth, their words to the utmost bounds of the world. There he has placed a tent for the sun. It comes forth like a bridegroom coming from his tent, rejoices like a champion to run his course. At the end of the sky is the rising of the sun, to the furthest end of the sky its course. There is nothing concealed from its burning heat. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm Prayer. To enlighten the world, Father, you sent to us your word as a sun of truth and justice, shining upon mankind. Illumine our eyes that we may discern your glory in the many works of your hand. And repeating the third antiphon, the glory of God illumines the city. The Lamb of God is its light. Alleluia. And the reading for this Monday morning comes from Romans chapter 10, verses 8b through 10. The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart, that is, the word of faith which we preach. For if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Faith in the heart leads to justification, confession of the lips to salvation. And the responsorial psalm, the Lord is risen from the tomb, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord is risen from the tomb, alleluia, alleluia. He hung upon the cross for us, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is risen from the tomb, alleluia, alleluia. And now the canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon. By raising Jesus from the dead, God has given us a new birth to a living hope and the promise of an inheritance that will last forever. Alleluia. And the canticle of Zechariah can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the canticle of Zechariah, by raising Jesus Christ from the dead, God has given us a new birth to a living hope and the promise of an inheritance that will last forever. Alleluia. And our intercessions. God the Father was glorified in the death and resurrection of his Son. Let us pray to him with confidence, saying, Lord, enlighten our minds. Father of lights, you bathed the world in splendor when Christ rose again in glory. Fill our minds today with the light of faith. Lord, enlighten our minds. Through the resurrection of your Son, you opened for us the way to eternal life. As we work today, sustain us with the hope of glory. Lord, enlighten our minds. Through your risen Son, you sent the Holy Spirit into the world. Set our hearts on fire with spiritual love. Lord, enlighten our minds. May Jesus Christ, who was crucified to set us free, be today our salvation and redemption. Lord, enlighten our minds. Now, gathering all of our praise and prayer into one, let's say together in Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In our concluding prayer, let us pray. God of mercy, may our celebration of your Son's resurrection help us to experience its effects in our lives. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.